F-98-0902, The Works of the Father. For you to enter the Lamb's Room of Fellowship, I must bring you the mindset of Christ in two stages, says the Spirit of Grace. I will first speak of the mindset of Jesus of Nazareth during the days of his earthly ministry in the flesh. Then I shall speak to you of the mindset of Christ Jesus, who is Lord of all, as he is seated at the right hand of the Father in glory. The mindset of Jesus of Nazareth was, I and my Father are one. I have no life apart from the life of my Father within me. My meat is to do the will of my Father who sent me. I must be about my Father's business. I have no plan, no agenda, no will of my own apart from my Father's will who sent me. I and my Father are one. The mindset of Jesus of Nazareth was, I am born of my Father. I am born from above. I am born of the Spirit of my Father. I and my Father are one. The life that I live by the life of the Father within me. I have life within myself. My Father has anointed my life with his own Spirit. My Father's Spirit is in me and upon me to manifest my Father's will. Nothing is impossible to my Father. All things are possible by his Spirit. My Father has sent me into his garden to dress it and to keep it. An enemy has brought great ruin to my Father's garden. I have authority from my Father and power by his Spirit to restore all the damage that this enemy has done, and to drive the enemy from my Father's garden wherever I find him. This is the will of my Father who sent me, that all things be restored to his original intent and purpose. Jesus of Nazareth reckoned himself to be a vessel for his Father's life. He reckoned himself to be a vessel for his Father's will. He reckoned himself to be a vessel for his Father's dominion. He reckoned himself to be a vessel through whom the Father could work, by the Spirit of the Father, to restore all things to the Father's will. Jesus of Nazareth reckoned himself to be the vessel of the Father's authority, the vessel of the Father's will, purpose, and authority. Jesus of Nazareth reckoned the Holy Spirit to be the agent of the Father's power, with whom he was to co-labor on the earth. Jesus of Nazareth understood his Father was in heaven. Thus you see him looking into heaven when he could bless. He understood that both he and the Holy Spirit were co-laborers upon the earth together, to bring the Father's will from heaven to earth, to restore all things to the original intent and purpose of the Father. Jesus of Nazareth saw no division between himself and the Holy Spirit. He reckoned himself and the Holy Spirit to be co-laborers working together to restore the Father's will. Jesus of Nazareth would have considered it unthinkable to attempt ministry without the co-laboring of the Holy Spirit with him. His mindset was, there is no ministry apart from the Spirit of my Father. Jesus of Nazareth would have considered it laughable to think that the fallen order of the material realm could be restored to the will of the Father without the working of the Father's Spirit. This would have been as unthinkable a thought to him as for a natural man to think he could birth a baby without a woman. It was unthinkable to Jesus of Nazareth that the Father's Spirit would not move to perform the Father's will. He would first hear the instructions of the Father by the Spirit. Then he fully expected the Father's Spirit to perform the Father's will as he followed those instructions. In his mind, what could be more simple? The mindset of Jesus of Nazareth was, he felt no obligation nor any compulsion to do anything apart from the instructions he received from his Father by the Spirit. For this reason, he said, the Son does nothing of himself. I do what I see my Father doing. I say what I hear my Father saying. He understood that he was on the earth to do the will of the Father. He also understood that he was not on the earth to do his own will in the name of the Father. There is a vast difference between those two thoughts. When he spoke to his disciples and said, without me you can do nothing, he would have said of himself, without the Father I can do nothing. For this reason, he said, the Son does nothing of himself. What he sees the Father doing, the Son also does likewise. This thinking freed him from all programs that can be devised by the carnal mind. He felt no obligation to do work in the name of his Father. No, his work was more direct than that. He was literally the one through whom the Father worked. It was not his works in the name of the Father. It was the Father working through him. He was free to simply receive the Father's mind by the Spirit and then do what he saw and say what he heard. The mindset of Jesus of Nazareth was, he felt no obligation nor any compulsion to venture forth unto ministry until he had received the will, the plan, the mind, and the counsel of his Father in completeness by the Spirit. When he ventured forth to minister, he considered not himself to be a worker for his Father. Rather, he considered himself a vessel through whom the Father could work by the Father's Spirit. There is a vast difference between these two mindsets. Now I will speak to you concerning the mindset of Christ Jesus, who is Lord of all, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father in glory. Christ Jesus understands that his is the only life which has proceeded from the Father, upon whom dominion may be exercised by the Holy Spirit. The life of Christ is the only life which has proceeded from the Father, upon whom the Holy Spirit will enforce dominion. Christ Jesus, seated at the right hand of power, has shared this life with all who call upon his name. They have partaken of the life of his own Spirit. Their spirit has been quickened with the life of Christ. For this reason, the Father's Spirit may exercise dominion upon their spirit, as their heart, their will, and their mind is conformed to the mind of Christ. Christ Jesus understands that every believer is an agent of authority upon the earth, through whom the will of the Father may be worked in the earth, through the life of Christ that is in them, and by the dominion of the Holy Spirit upon them. Christ Jesus understands that every believer has been sent forth just as he was sent forth from the Father. Every believer is a vessel through whom the Father can work by the life of Christ within them and the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon them. Christ Jesus the Lord expects perfect communication be available at all times between believers on the earth and himself in heaven by the agency of the Comforter whom he has sent. Christ Jesus the Lord, who is exalted to sit at the right hand of majesty, is in perfect, instant, constant communication with the Father at all times. The Father's will for every situation is made known unto him. He expects every believer to receive their instructions from himself by fellowship with the Comforter, whom he has sent to be with all believers forever. It is unthinkable to Christ Jesus that the Holy Spirit would not bring perfect communion from his mind to every believer. There is no possibility that the Spirit of truth would deliver anything but truth directly from the mind of Christ to reveal the will of the Father in every situation. If the greatest heart cry of the exalted Son of Man could be heard upon the earth today, it would be this: Oh, that my brethren would sit, listen, and hearken to the counsel of my Father's Spirit as he brings my mind to them. For his mind is the will of the Father. His mind is made fully known unto the Spirit of truth. And the Comforter will take of his and show all things unto his brethren, if they will sit, listen, and hearken, as the Spirit brings the voice of him who speaks from heaven to the earth. The enemy, I hear you asking of me, what is the mindset of Christ Jesus concerning the enemy? Christ Jesus does not consider wars, pestilence, famine, disease, divisions, factions, greed, avarice, witchcraft, murders, and the like to be the finest work of the enemy. He sees all these things as being byproducts of the enemy's only valid triumph. All of these things are byproducts of the communication being severed between the believer and the mind of Christ. There is no defeat where the mind of Christ is known and acted upon, says the Spirit of grace. By severing believers from fellowship and communion with the Comforter, the mind of Christ is seldom known. Where the mind of Christ is not known, the will of the Father cannot be performed. Every victory obtained by the enemy stems from a single root, that root being broken fellowship and lack of communion with the Spirit of Truth, the Comforter who has been sent by the Father and the Son. All tragedy, all defeat, all terror, all division, all works of death stem from this single root, says the Spirit of Grace. It is inconceivable to the mind of Christ Jesus that there could be any darkness in the Father's counsel at all. There is no defeat in the mind of Christ. As the Father sent him into the garden, so now the Son has sent his brethren into the Father's garden to dress it, to keep it, and to restore all things to the Father's will. For this purpose he has distributed of his life and infused that life into the spirit of all who call upon his name, that they may receive by the Father's Spirit the mind, the counsel, the instructions that proceed from his own mind, that the will of the Father be accomplished in every situation and in every circumstance upon the earth. Defeat is never a viable thought in the mind of Christ Jesus. To even think that the Father would give counsel that resulted in defeat is unthinkable to him. Christ Jesus knows why he came. He knows the completeness of the victory he wrought over the evil one. He comprehends the will of the Father to restore all things to the Father's original intent and purpose. He understands that every believer has been infused with his own life, the life that the Father's Spirit now anoints with dominion for those who will believe. It is unthinkable to Christ Jesus that the Father's will would ever be such that the enemy should be victorious after he himself suffered such great price to render the enemy harmless. As it is written, Christ Jesus is expecting until his enemies be made his footstool. The mind of Christ Jesus for this day and for this hour is that the message has come to maturity. It is his mind, and it is the will of the Father, that believers now learn to sit in the presence of the Comforter, who has been sent that they may be instructed, and learn and grow thereby in the ways of the Spirit. As they mature and come to adulthood, they will begin to receive instruction directly from the mind of Christ, which is the will of the Father, by the Spirit of the Father, to go forth to dress and to keep the garden of God. Without meaning to do so, many oppose the will of the Father and the mind of Christ when they say such things as, no man shall ever attain to the same level of ministry as Jesus of Nazareth. They know not the mind of the Father and are ignorant of the Scriptures. Have not the Scriptures declared that the mind of the Father is that they all grow up to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ? Did not Paul declare that he was pressing toward the mark being the pattern set by Jesus Christ, the original? Did not John boldly declare that believers should walk as he walked? Consider this, says the Spirit of Grace. Have you ever seen any plant that grew from a seed, where all of the parts of that plant collaborate together to form only one seed in the pattern of the original? Have you ever seen such a plant as this? No, and you never will. The Father's plan is for one seed to produce many seeds, every seed being complete and full, and every seed being in the exact likeness of the seed that was planted. This is the will of the Father. This is the plan of the Father. This is the mind of Christ, when he chose of his own accord to be that seed which was planted. He died in order to be glorified, that his life be multiplied throughout the earth. Those who would say with darkened understanding and false humility, who are void of the counsel of the Father, that none shall attain to the level of ministry of Jesus of Nazareth, they know not that they oppose the will of the Father. Were it known unto them, and were it known unto the body at large, it is the Father's will that many seeds come to maturity, to walk as he walked, act as he acted, speak as he spoke, and have the same results that Jesus of Nazareth had. He is the pattern, the original sent forth. He is the mark that believers are to strive toward. To say it is impossible is to oppose the will of the Father. Say it no longer. hearken not to those that say it, for they have not yet understood the Father's mind. There is only one Christ, there is only one Lord. Jesus is Lord of all, He is the head of the church. All glory goes unto Him, and He will not share His glory with another. Yet it is His mind that all believers may attain to the level of ministry which they see in His humanity, as recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He is the pattern. He is the mark for which all believers are to strive. Has not He sent forth the same life into their hearts? Has not He sent forth the same Comforter to anoint that life with the dominion of the Father? Has not He said that in the same way that the Father sent Him, so now He has sent them? Does He not expect for them to have the same results He had? This is the true meaning of the Scripture which says, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, and today, and forever. His ministry has not changed, but His ministry is multiplied. His purpose has not changed, but the effectiveness of His ministry has multiplied. Fear not those, and hear not those, who speak opposing counsel to the intent and purpose of the Father, as revealed in the mind of Christ by the Comforter, whom He has sent forth to instruct and anoint the body. So what has been the result of the enemy's triumph by separating believers from the counsel of the Comforter, who proceeds from the throne of the Lamb? The work of man is substituted for the work of the Father. Even when it is the work of man in the name of the Father, it falls short to the point of not being considered when compared to the direct working of the Father by the Spirit. The work of man cannot restore the fallen material realm to the will of the Father which is in heaven. Only by the working of the Father, by the Spirit, through the life of Christ in believers can true restoration be accomplished, says the Spirit of grace. This was the true warning issued to you by the Lord's servant who said, Word of warning, Lord, I understand. This work is of You and not of man. I have spoken these things unto you this day, that you may go and consider and ponder them in your heart. As you consider and ponder these things, prepare your heart once more to place all on the altar of the mind of Christ for your life. I will meet with you here again tomorrow, and together we will examine your works to see whether they are wrought in God, says the Spirit of grace. Know that you are loved.